Okay, come. So tonight, as a session, we're going to discuss perm costumes. The Kohani Staif. Okay, so let's get started. What's the Yamak for perm costumes? So what is the first mention of perm costumes? So it first comes in the Ramah. At the very end, Sim Tafir Shaivav, the Ramah brings down the minog that people will be knowing Lulush Partsufin on Purim. So there's like a million different reasons in the Nusikil, and it's a Pashup Shat reason, which the Mepharshim bring down, is just the Riboy Simcha, that there's an idea of Simcha on Purim. So one of the ways that Simcha is expressed is by wearing cloth costumes, masks, etc. You know, different people give different reasons. Ali Rabba says it's Zecher for the fact that Mordechai, Haman dressed them all up in all sorts of costumes and whatnot. Lavush, as the pasuk says, the Malchus, Tachez, Vargaman says, so Mordechai got all dressed up. So Sotirigel dressed up like Mordechai, and Nesoscha says that, like, part of the entire Megillus Esther is like Hester. So, like, same way everyone was hidden in the Megillus story, so, like, we kind of hide ourselves and we get dressed up in Purim. There's a lot of all sorts of creative pshat, and like I saw the Rebbe's Ephraim says, pshat is that we know there's a din that kol poshi yad nosinla, whoever extends his hand, you get. So the way we do that, the way we fulfill it, people dress up, so like you don't even know that you could, you don't even know that you're given to. So it's like
Rabbi Lyman,
yeah,
the son of Professor Lyman here, he's one of the rabbanim in Silver Spring. Yeah. So he says, what's pshat of dressing up on Purim? Just what you really want to be. Like, this is where you're hoping
to be.
Yeah,
we'll get to that. Yeah, Pshat getting dressed up on Purim. People won't collect matanos of Yonim, so people are going to be embarrassed to collect matanos of Yonim. So that way everyone gets dressed up, so you don't know you're given to. So like at least people aren't going to be so embarrassed about collecting matanos of Yonim. And remember, yeah, Menashe Klein has some other creative pshatim to explain the minhag for getting dressed up on Purim. Okay, but there's a bunch of reasons in Achron for getting dressed up on Purim, but let's get started in terms of actual halachas of dressing up on Purim. So we'll start with the most controversial, most literature about is dressing, cross-dressing on Purim. Is that something mutter or aser? So we have 15 shuvas of Nariments. Most of them are burnt, unfortunately. But we have 15, and the last of the 15 shuvas, in it he discusses a minog that they used to have, the achasnos, and on Purim, people used to dress up as the opposite gender. And Mari Mintz was trying to defend this minog, that someone was really upset that how can it be that men are dressing up as women, women are dressing up as men. We know the pasuk in Chumash says that lo yakli gevel isha, so it's the rice of the cross dress. So how can we just be make about cross dressing on Purim and can be make about cross dressing on for Chas and Kal? Now, Agav, just to mention, I think if I recall correctly, there's Takanas Mari Mintz I'm talking about.
Yeah, that sounds different.
No, so in it, the apparently they have this minogos of mixed dancing on Purim.
No, the B'nai Banim, the Shuvas, yeah. B'nai Banim brings the Tzimtzum and Zion.
Yeah.
That it used to be the minog that you would dance with other people's wives.
Yeah, on Purim.
Because it's Simchas Purim.
Yeah. So the Mari Mintz, apparently this used to be this minog of people mixed dancing on Purim. The Mari Mintz was not. They're Mevato, the Rabbanim were came out against that. They were
but no, that's only if they were married, I think. I think he said if they're unmarried, then it would be. That the Moraim would dance with the cows on their shoulders. So it's the same reason here, because they're so mufka from the Olam, so it's the same idea over here.
So the post, no, I'm not making this up. My Mintz has this in his bag. They had like takanas of Mintz. So one of the Rabban, I think, yeah, it was married people can't mix dance on.
I'm like,
Like a real takana,
she's like, Torah.
Okay, we have to take a look at that, it's safe with the concept of Mari Mintz. Okay, but anyway, so Mari Mintz is Makel. So what's Mari Mintz's right? So Pashas and Nesu Darai, so how can Mari Mintz be Makel but getting cross-dressed in Purim? So he says like this, right? Like Gemara in Vodasari says, is it mutter to look at a mirror? So the Gemara Maseches Vodasari says that it's that there's an Isser of looking at a mirror, right? Mitzvah for a man to look at a mirror, Mishnah Losilbash. But Tosfos says it's mutter because right, it's not when people aren't doing it for pizza's sake, they're not doing it for inappropriate reasons. So then it's going to be mutter to look at a mirror. So then that's why the Olam is knowing to be makel about looking at mirrors. Now, just we'll get on the record. There definitely were those who are machmir about looking at mirrors. They bring down the Maisif from the Chazon Ish. And one time someone showed him a picture of he was machmir not to look at mirrors. So one time someone showed him a picture of himself.
Mirror.
No, someone showed him a picture of himself. So he had no idea who he thought it was like his brother. He had no idea who he was looking at. He says, oh, this Jew is so much chenia, so...
No, there's a message right? With Reb Chatzkel Levenstein where they showed him a mirror, and he said, wow, this guy has such hajus panim. Yeah. And then they told him, oh, it's you. He like started crying for like 5 hours and just for 5 hours straight.
Yeah, they, you know, they bring also from Maria Sad. Maria Sad, one time they, Maria Sad never looked at a mirror. He had no idea what he looked like. So they brought him to, Maria Sad was a time of Mavuk, a chashva service. He's like a big chashva. So they brought him to the king's palace in Hungary or whatever, for whatever government reason or whatever. So, okay, they had these massive mirrors in the king's palace. And Maria Sad was like looking, and he saw the reflection of this big tzaddik with a long beard. And he was whistling, he's like, who's this tzaddik? Who's this tzaddik with this long beard? Like, we have to go meet him. Like, I want to go meet this holy Jew. Like, it's such a... just find him. Maria Sad had no idea he's referring to himself, because, like, he never saw himself before. What? So definitely worked Dolly. So her macro not to look at the mirrors, so they had no idea what they looked like, and... Yeah. Okay, but anyway, so most of the oil is not, was not knowing this Chumra. And they do look at mirrors. So the reason for people look at mirrors is because it's not begetter lo silvash, because they're not looking at mirrors for improper reasons. So Ariman says from that, the same thing is true when it comes to Simchas Purim, that because people are getting cross-dressed on Purim, they're not doing it l'shem pritzos, like they're doing it l'shem Simchas Purim. So therefore, it's not included in Isser lo silvash, therefore the Ariman thinks it's completely mutter to get dressed up as a woman, get dressed up as a man, at Purim, at Chasana, whatever. That was the heter of the Ariman. And the Ramal quotes this halacha. So this is brought down in the Ramal halacha. It's mutter to dress up as the opposite gender because you're not doing it for inappropriate reasons. Okay, so that was the sheet of the Ramal. However, many, many of the Nusa came on the Ramal were not so happy about this. So first of all, just also I have to mention, who wasn't happy about getting dressed up at all? So his name was Uz. He's a big. He's a major sorry. So he's not happy. He thinks it's also get dressed up in Purim is Chukas Akum. He says, what's Pshat getting dressed up in Purim? So he says, Pshat is that all the guys got dressed up on Halloween. So the Jewish kids also wanted a date to get dressed up on. So the Rebbeim said, okay, so you know, we can't, like, make up a Halloween, but, like, okay, I'm Purim, like, you can get dressed up. So he says, therefore, he thinks it's an Issa Daraisa of Chukas Akum, or at least it's also inside of Chukas Akum, not Issa Daraisa, but he says it's also get dressed up in Chukas Akum. He's very upset that people, that the Iker Simcha on Purim is from the costumes that they're getting, not from the Simcha Shel Mitzvah. So Rebbeim Azuz was really not happy about the getting dressed up on Purim. This clip from the Stipler in Ochos Rebbeinu. So the Stipler said, he thinks Pshat's the opposite. He thinks that the Goyim got gang dressed up from us. He doesn't think it's Kukos Akum. It's not Pshat that we got gang dressed up and Purim from the Goyim. He thinks that the Goyim got the idea of gang dressed up from the Yidden. That was since we started getting dressed up on Purim, so therefore the Goyim wanted to dress up as well, and therefore that's when they get dressed up on their holidays. So therefore he thinks, obviously it's not going to be on Kukos Akum because we came up with it. That's what the stipler says. Okay, I don't know. I'm not sure Mitzvah's which one. I don't know which sheet. I don't know who came first. Whether the Kaisel did it first or the Goyim did it first. Okay, anyway. So back to this Chumrah of the Ramah, or Kul of the Ramah, about not crying. The Ramah was Mako, so the Bach was not happy at all. The Bach was like, it's just going to be gory. This is going to lead to terrible things. And Bach was not happy about it, and a lot of other posts coming out so happy about this. The Taz is not, the Birka Yosef, the Chida is not happy about it, Knesset HaGadol, the Shalak Kodosh, we're not happy about the Aruch HaShulchan. It was like the Minhag B'zman, it was definitely not to allow cross-dressing. The Prima Gadim differentiated between wearing one Beged versus wearing multiple Begadim. Prima Gadim was making for one Beged, because he says, what's the entire Isser of Lo Silbosh? So the issue is, you're not allowed to cross-dress as the opposite gender because, like, it's going to become, if people want to think you're, like, the opposite gender, it's just going to lead to inappropriate things. If everyone can tell that you're a man because you're only wearing one article of clothing, which is that of a woman, Supreme Gum says, fine. That's the sheet of Prima Gadim. And Mishnah Berurah quotes this halacha. Mishnah Berurah quotes this Prima Gadim, and he thinks that if you only wear one article of clothing of the opposite gender, that's okay because people can still tell what your actual gender is. It's only really a problem when you wear multiple articles of clothing and can't tell. Yeah.
But puppies man is that way, like.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we got to forget the
The whole year is burned by some people.
Let's discuss. Yeah, so Bizman is that. So contemporary poets can definitely much. Ravadi is very upset. Ravadi is for Sfarim for sure. Ravadi said Sfarim were never. So Dermot is made flashing eyes. He said Sfarim for sure. No head there getting dressed up as cross dressing. But Dermot, and he thinks even Ashkenaz, he was not into it at all. Rav Chaim Kineski is like, he said like Chalila, like someone asked him like Chalila, like no, Rav Chaim Kineski is very against cross dressing. Yeah, definitely the design is the post commandments, so let's just say not so filled with it. Given contemporary society and people's unfortunately a lot of people don't dress the proper way. Yeah, 365 days a year. So we don't want to give people people nowadays like they say nowadays someone likes the way the dress feels on them in Purim, so they might want to keep it after Purim, so like probably not the
right?
Yeah, probably not the best idea for a cloudy sale. Yeah, so anyway, but yesh. So there were posts going to make them, but Pashas Bazan is not necessarily the best of ideas for people to be doing. Okay, so that's in terms of adults. When it comes to kids, that's also a whole separate discussion. So a lot of posts can make for kids. Over Yashiva's Mako. So they bring the Orchos Rabbeinu. Someone came into the Chazon Ish and Purim. They dressed up and pretended it was a son or a daughter as the opposite gender. Chazon Ish was very upset. He's like, this is a chinuch. So he told him, and then Chazon Ish made him, I think someone brought in their daughter wearing pants. So the Chazon Ish made the guy take a sheet or whatever, like a blanket, cover up the little girl and like carry her out. Like he wasn't so happy about this at all. Yeah, and they bring the stipler, so Orchos Rabbeinu bring down the mice. So the Bacher went to the stipler and Purim with a wig. So all the rest of his clothing was that of a male, but he came to the stipler with a wig, so the stipler was upset. Then someone told me, you should know that like nowadays it's acceptable for men to wear wigs. So the stipler was like, if that's okay, that's okay. So the stipler was like, it's okay then. What?
Men wear wigs nowadays?
Toupees.
So.
Like girl's
legs. No, so I know the mitzvahs of the wig that the guy is wearing. His stomach wasn't probably wasn't contemporary wigs. I don't know. Oh, that's what it says in Orchos Rabbeinu. Yeah, so no, say for Orchos Rabbeinu, bring in all sorts of people decided to bring their cross-dressed children from the Chazon Ish and the stipler.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, they definitely weren't, they didn't seem to be so thrilled about it. For obvious reasons. Yeah. Okay. So that's in terms of cost. No, but there were posts coming more a little bit more makel about for kids. So they asked Rav Yashiv, okay, so what about, so that's in terms of Purim. What about Shushan Purim? So let's say, so the post can discuss the following case. Let's say you're a Bnei Brak guy, and then like you want to get, you like the Chavaya Purim, so you want to go to Yerushalayim for Shushan Purim. So now can you cross-dress on Shushan Purim? It's actually Purim for you. You have a heter cross-dress on Shushan Purim because you're only celebrating Purim really in your dowel.
You see those guys say it's okay. Is it okay? Also okay on Shushan Purim?
Yeah, that's the Shaila. Yeah. Okay. So Vyasha is also. Vyasha said the entire heter to cross-dress is only on Purim itself. There's no heter on Shushan Purim. It's not actually Purim for you. But Rav Nevin saw his makeup. Rav Nevin saw felt that was mutter. He felt it was still mutter. That even if you're not really celebrating Purim in Tetzvah, because you really celebrate Purim in your Dalid, Rav Nevin saw felt that you could still cross-dress on Shushan Purim. Now, Rav Yashiv asked, let's say, like, you know, sometimes in schools they have, like, Purim plays before Purim? Where they have, like, a costume show? You know what I'm talking about?
Costume day.
Everyone comes, like, so can you person cross-dress for costume day, which is, like, too, like, the common people have for Purim, like, it's not, right? Yeah, exactly. Like, a week before Purim, like, so that Rav Yashiv says, also, there's no mitzvah. There's no mitzvah. The mitzvah is only on Purim itself. There's no mitzvah getting, there's no mitzvah of wearing a costume week before Purim. Like, there's no other way you're going to do chinuch, you're going to do sholem the darshan, chilchos achag, shoshim, you're going to get, sorry. He said that's not including the mitzvah, so no way. Rabbi Yashiv said that the heter of any heter of problematic costumes is only on Purim itself, definitely not applicable in the days prior or post Purim. Okay. So that is in terms of cross dressing. Okay, so now let's discuss all sorts of other costumes that the post can like to discuss. So first, let's discuss scary costumes. So can a person get dressed up in a scary costume? So Rav Nissim Karlitz said this is also, he says, based on the Gemara in Bava Kam, Daf Pei Gimel, that says that pachad leads to sakana. So Rav Nissim Karlitz says it's completely awesome to get dressed up in a scary costume. Besides, the Blitzky also passes this way. Then someone asked Rav Nissim Karlitz, so you know people have like those poppers that can make big bangs, like make these big noises. So someone asked Rav Nissim Karlitz, can you steal someone? If someone's like making these, like lighting off these fireworks, can you steal from them? So Rav Nissim Karlitz said you could grab from them. Like, Rav Nissim Karlitz says it's completely awesome to do the fireworks or whatever on Purim. Yeah.
How scary? Like, when you say a scary costume, like, anyone getting scared by the costume? Or
I don't know. I guess there's different people get scared by different things.
Like
one time, I think someone came dressed to show as a terrorist. Like that might not be that might not necessarily be the best idea for obvious reasons. Yeah. So
one time, someone told me that their brother came. Granted, it was to the school. So like anyway, there's no hetter because it's before Purim. But let's say it was on Purim itself. He came dressed as Yeshu with a cross on his back.
Okay, we'll discuss. Can you get dressed up as Yashka on Purim? Is that a good idea? So let's discuss that. Yeah. So can you get dressed up as a priest? You can get dressed up as a priest on Purim. So first of all, let's discuss getting dressed up as a goy, I guess, bechlal. Can a person get dressed up? So as the Kloisenberg Rebbe, Shefa Chaim, so he says that the whole yisrael of getting dressed up, as he said, is a person like wants to show who he really wants to be. So a person gets dressed up as a tzaddik, it shows they really aspire to be a tzaddik. A person's getting dressed up as a goy, like you see what his true aspirations are. So that's not such a good, that's not necessarily what we're aspiring to be. So yeah, the Kloisenberger was not so happy about getting people dressing up as Gun. So there's different, the post can discuss different things. Like, first of all, about getting dressed up as Haman or Achashverosh. You can get dressed up as Haman or Achashverosh. So in the Orchos of Beinu, they bring down, they asked Chaim Kinyansky this a bunch of times. So the disciple said in his yeshiva that in the Nevardik, no, where the disciple in? Yeah, Nevardik. No, so apparently they used to have a porn play every year. And every single year, the Bach who dressed up as Helmut had left yeshiva. Like, you couldn't make it past the year. And the surface that every single year, whoever got the role as Helmut left yeshiva. So he said, from there, you see that it's not a good simon to dress up as Helmut. So I guess if someone wants to potentially not make it out the year in yeshiva, then it's got a special school is dressing up as Helmut.
Passing it mutter to be mafresh someone from an Avera, would this be, would be mutter to rip off his costume?
Yeah, no. So maybe we'll discuss when we get to the Yashka case. Maybe, uh-huh. Whatever, yeah, maybe that might be actually necessary. So, what? Yeah, that's definitely a problem. That's definitely a problem. Yeah, we'll get there. No, so in terms of dressing up as going to class, so. So Rav Nevin Sal felt that it was okay to get dressed up as goyim. And Rav Safaim also says that the minhag was to be mekel dressed up as goyim. And I saw from Rav Schlesinger's Rav Shiva Kultur, Shalom Zalman Abrach Shiva, so he says, why is it that you normally, so the post can bring down, there's like this Indian about not getting dressed up in non-Jewish clothing. So the pshat is because like the hashpa, so he says pshat is that he thinks that it only applies when you're actually wearing the goy's clothing, because like somehow the clothing influences you. So what's the raya? So he brings a raya from some sefer, that when he came to Yaakov Avinu, so he got dressed up in the big day Esav. So the Sefer says, how could it be Kol Yaakov Yidami Day Esav? So he has this whole shikotar because Yaakov was wearing the clothing of Esav, so like someone that was able to be mashpia on the mahos of Yaakov. So it's only when you're actually wearing the clothing of a goy. So he thinks you can't borrow clothing from a goy, but he says you make up your own costume, you buy it from the store. It's not actually clothing of a goy, so then the clothing is not going to influence you, so therefore you can wear, you can dress up as a goy in Purim.
Can you toggle your clothing? Because we have an Indian by like giraffe toggling your clothing if it's turned tummas. So could you toggle your clothing if you borrow from a guy?
Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, so. Yeah. What?
Now I wear a guy's clothing the rest of the year. Like, you dress, like, let's say, like a jersey. You're wearing a jersey.
I'm passionate maker, that's fine. And Ramosha Feinstein says. Ramosha Feinstein is a chuba, but he thinks that you're going to tell because the designers in Paris came up with. The designers in Paris came up with something that's going to be chukazakim, because it's obviously not. Other posting have other words to say that, the Be'er Moshe, the Devachin or Rav. Let's just say, he has a lot of, let's just say, it's a lot of harsh words to say about the designers in Paris. He thinks that they're all, Jew haters and whatsoever. He has a lot of nice lashonos to say about them. Okay, anyway, when it comes to dressing up as a gun, so it seems most folks are going to make, I don't know, Chaim Kanievsky wasn't so happy about it. Shader Kalassi says, if you're dressing up as Haman or Mordecai, Achashverosh, she was like piercing the nace. So I thought that was okay. Because it's like
you're being. Maybe there's a mitzvah davka to dress up.
Yeah, because you're being piercing the nace. Uh-huh. So, but, obviously, Chaim Kanievsky goes and says, he didn't seem to be. Well, Yashav also, I don't think they were so into getting dressed up as Haman or Achashverosh and Purim. It felt better to be dressed up as a tzaddik. Zobashin also said that way, that you want to dress up as someone you want to aspire to be. So. We don't want the Kinderloch to aspire to be the next star.
I don't know what Achashverosh looks like.
What? I don't know what Achashverosh looks like. People dress up as Donald Trump. They're like, Achashverosh. Like, okay. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Okay, anyway, but when it comes to dressing up, so what about dressing up as a priest on Purim? So is there any hetter to dress up as a priest or Christian clergy? So the Yashar says this is an Issa Daraisa. He felt that it was an Issa Daraisa to get dressed up as Christian because it's an Issa of Elohim Elohim Mutaskir. So he felt that it was an Issa Daraisa to get dressed up as a priest.
Maybe even
Echa Yavdu. Yeah. He felt it was 100% Aser. So Rav Nevin saw his Mako. He said Rav Nevin saw that if you don't wear, he felt it was okay. He wasn't necessarily encouraging it, but he felt that if you don't wear a cross, so he said, for sure, 100%, it's 100% also wear a cross. Like, no, 100% a Jew cannot wear a cross. But he said, if you just stand dressing up as a priest, then he thought that it was okay. I don't know if necessarily it's the best idea, just because, like, you don't want the goyim to think they're making fun of them. That might not necessarily. What?
What's the taiva for that?
What? What's the taiva of dressing up as a priest?
You're in 11th grade, you want to make a good shtick.
So. Yeah. So dressing up as a yashko with your cross on your back, probably not the best. probably not the best form of cross. Yes, actually, I have here from a shayla from Israel Orbach, son of Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. So this is, the question went like this.
He married Rav Eliyashiv's daughter.
Yeah, married to Rav Eliyashiv's daughter from the Yated Ne'eman Parshas Vayikra. 5776. So the question goes as following. I'm a married woman who wants to participate in Simchas Purim, doing it in the spirit of halacha. I want to dress up as an Arab woman. I intend to limit my masquerade strictly in the confines of my home, as per the Pesach of Rav Yosef Shlomo Yashiv. Okay? I'm strongly considering wearing a niqab. Niqab? Niqab? Which is the full-length black getup that also includes the face. However, I heard in the shir that this might be problematic. I'm strongly considering switching to a getup that includes the rest of the body and doesn't cover my face. So what can she do? So Orbach responded, it's not the end of the world to do this in Purim. Even if you cover your face as well. As long as you dress in Sanila fashion, you're staying at home, it's fine. So yeah, I'm not exactly sure. It's sort of a little bit on this sack because the kneecap's a little bit more. I'm not exactly sure what's unseen about it, but somehow I felt that someone could only dress up in the kneecap in the confines of her home.
No, I mean, you do have the black ghosts, the Meshuggahs and Me'asharim, the Burka ladies.
Yeah, so yeah.
So I'm saying that's also not serious, because, like, you're drawing attention to yourself, even though, like, they're completely covered, but they're drawing attention to themselves.
Yeah.
So I don't know, so maybe that's a pshat over here.
You think that's pshat? She's
drawing attention to herself, like, why does she need to do that? So that's Zafka the anti-tznias, so therefore...
I hear. Okay, I don't know. So when it comes to dressing up as other religions, clergymen, probably definitely not the full garb. according to Yashiv to wear a cross. Okay, anyway, now what about davening? Does a person want to daven in a costume, or should they change out of their costumes to daven? So a lot of posts can, there's different shittos about this, so. Chaim Kanievsky believe in Nissan Krell, it's just said that a person definitely you can't daven, right? A person is davening, the omid lifnei melech. So a person's not going to stand in front of, or you're going to show up in the president's house, you're going to dress up as a clown. Actually, it's not going to fly so well. So he says, they felt that was completely inappropriate for a person to get dressed up and daven. You have to change your, you can't daven with your costume on. But the quote from the Shevi Levi, so Shevi Levi says it depends on the costume. Like, so a lot of people like B'nai Brak, like if you're a chassid, say you dress up as a Litvak, or if you're a Litvak, you hear people have like these fake shtarmels I'm talking about?
Yeah.
So Rav Shimon Levi said that it's okay to dress up in a fake shtreimel because that's like big day tefillah. So when you're dressing up as a chassid, you're dressing up as a chassid with a fake payas and a shtreimel and the whole garb. So like that's not a zilzul to tefillah because like nice some people daven like that year round. But you're dressing up as a monkey, so like that's it's not, what? Monkey. Yeah, so that I feel is a problem. However, I saw. So Rav Nachum Rabinovich, was the Rosh Yeshiva of Mali Adumim. So he said that he thought that was okay. He thought that was mutter to dress up as in a costume on Purim because he says that's how people appear from Gedolim and Purim, right? We know not mice enough people go in front of Gedolim Yisrael dressed up in the craziest of costumes, as evidence as from the Sefer Orchel Zebenu. Yeah, but I mean, look, other people are not so Rav Avadia. There's a mice in Rav Avadia Yosef, some guy on Purim came to Rav Avadia Yosef with a monkey. Like, with an actual monkey. You know, Rav Avadia kicked him out of his house. Rav Avadia Yosef was not so happy, right? He kicked him out of himself. Yeah, I don't know. So he kind of was making like fun. He interrupted Rav Avadia's learning with this monkey. So Rav Avadia Yosef was not so happy about it. So Rav Avadia kicked him out. So he said, like, there's... there's different daggers, like, so everybody wasn't sent to the monkey costume. What?
It's
not a costume. Yeah, so everybody wasn't sent. No, and they said from everybody, the way he used to celebrate his plumbing, and he used to be able to play the flute with his hands. You know what I'm talking about? There's like a way you could play, he used to like...
You blow into your hand, yeah, you blow. Then you can play music.
So they say Ravadi, the one time a year he did was on Purim. The way Ravadi is celebrated, he would put blow into his mouth and blow. No, that was his simple. He wasn't such... He wasn't such a fan of the guy who brought a monkey to him on Purim. His Mvato's learning.
Is there a chilek between Tefillah and Megillah? Meaning, if I go to, let's say, a 3 p.m. Megillah reading... or like whatever the Megillah, you have that Maariv and then Megillah is going to be in half hour. Can I put on my costume before the Megillah reading, or is there a Dafkin?
It's hard to say. I mean, when it comes to Tefillah, there's a din of being Omid Lifnei Melech.
Yeah,
there's no din of like Omid Lifnei Melech when it comes to Kiss Megillah. So it's hard. Like I'm saying, a person wants to be Nachmir or Tavar. It's hard to say. It's like.
You shouldn't, because it's brought down by the Mishnah Berurah. You should dress in your Shabbos clothes.
Yeah, yeah.
So correct. I'm saying maybe
correct. A lot of posts can say that. When it comes to
the costume, right?
Yeah, you can definitely win. Yeah, the Shabbos when it comes to davening.
When this din of dressing in your Shabbos clothing, is that a din for the entire Purim, including the suit?
No, it's the Shaila. That's a separate Shaila. Yeah. Yeah, okay, anyway. No, well, it comes also to Shiloh Tzibur, so the Malefis Safirim. He's a contemporary posting guy, so I think Sioni. No, I don't know if he's seen it, but right, he's a good tshuva. So he's a tshuva. He thinks the Shiloh Tzibur definitely cannot wear a costume. If you're the Shiloh Tzibur, like, you have to be only the COVID Rosh. He doesn't think the Shiloh Tzibur is allowed to get dressed up. Yeah, the quote from Yitzhak Zilberstein, so he said year-round, so someone he asked him about wearing a mask on Purim. So he thought that definitely you have to take off the mask when you daven on Purim. And then he says, what about year-round? So can a person daven wearing a mask year-round? So the doctor came to him, and the doctor wanted to wear his surgeon's mask in davening. So can you wear your surgeon mask when you're davening? So he quoted, so Ibn Ezra, at the end of Parshas Ketisos, Moshe Rabbeinu wore a mask. And he had to take off his mask when he talked to Hashem, punim upon him. So Maz explains that when Moshe Rabbeinu's talking to Hashem, you have to talk face to face. You can't have any intersections. You can't have any masks on. So Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein thinks from there that you shouldn't dive in with masks on. So Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein's back. I guess during COVID it was a separate shiva, but so Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein thinks that you shouldn't dive in with while wearing a mask. Okay, that's in terms of that. whatever customs. What other Purim costume stuff do we have to discuss?
He
said it's a problem. Wearing shatnez their mom maker didn't was mako, but shatnez their mom, but the poster said design, we were in the minute example, the person definitely should not wear costumes with shatnez in it. You know, if a person buys can you make a shachyanu on a costume? Right? So there's a din in Shulchan Aruch that if a person gets new nice clothing, So let's make a shachian on them. So if a person gets a nice new costume, is a person allowed to make a shachian on that? So the Shulchan Aruch, so Chaim can ask and pass him if it's very nice. If a person has a very nice costume, you can. And if it's just $10, whatever, for a cheap dollar store costume, so obviously you can. If Chaim can ask and pass him if it's a very nice costume, then you can make a shachian on it. And if Chaim can ask also said, if it's a four-corner costume, so you should, it's a shadow, it's a beggar net, so he said you should round out one of the corners, so it's not going to have tzitzis. So you don't run into any problems of tzitzis, so therefore round out one of the corners of the costume. But obviously, then, if it's real mamish, really a beged, then maybe you should put tzitzis on the costume. From Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Okay. Do you have any other stuff to discuss? Oh. Yeah, looking at, looking at a woman, let's say a man's dressed up as a woman. Can you? It says no, as a din, a person's not allowed to look at women's clothing. So, if Nevin's up asking if a man's dressed up in his wife's clothing, can't look at him. Yeah, that's Bishop Sack of Neventhal.
If he's a custom sofer, would there be a kim deraisa of costumes on Purim?
What?
Feed the chasim sofer that there's a chiv deraisa of pirsum anes.
Yeah.
Would there be let's say you don't have a megillah, so you have to be mekayim the mitzvah deraisa.
Yeah, it's hard to say it's a kim. It's hard to say it's a mamish. It's like one of those, it's nice, it's a cute shtickle target, but it's hard to say it's mamish. Like, it's a mochter maker, then. Mm-hmm. It's hard. Okay.
So what about haircuts? Are you allowed to get
Geisha
haircuts for, like...
Haircut's good, yeah.
Dressing up as...
Yeah.
I'm not sure how to do this, but dressing up as the... When the Gemara says that they did a Hariga of Yetahara, so I wanted to dress up the Hariga of Yetahara. One of the...
Nevin Sol has asked, Mohawks. Can you get a hair dyed? Is it mutter to get your hair dyed in Purim? Right, so there's an integral part of the integral silbush is men, right? So, for example, it's definitely also for a man who has white hair, so under most circumstances it's also for him to dye his hair black. It's a little silbush because he's wanting to be more feminine. So what about Purim? So it's a mutter to get do that on Purim. So if Nevin Sol said you can get, yeah, if you want, you get your purple hair one day after. Nevin Sol wasn't into the year, the guy, the chavra year round who have to make their hair into an art, but on Purim he was okay with it. And Shiva Kossi says that if a man for Simchas Purim, for his Purim costume, a man can dye his hair black because he's doing it for the shame of Simchas Purim. He's not doing it for he's not doing it to look like a woman. So therefore, he felt that on Purim it's mutter to get your hair dyed.
Not do the hair dyeing
last
like a couple of days.
No, he says also. You only can get Shiva Kossi said you only can get your hair dyed on Purim if you make sure the dye comes out after Purim. Like, you can't.
For Shkia like that, for
Summer.
What about a Geisha haircut, right? Like if you want to get a mohawk, which might be an Issa D'Oraisa, it's a blurious, it's considered blurious, which is considered to be blurious, so that's probably not such a good idea. I think we
discussed most of the Yonim regarding customs. So Bezos Hashem, the Olim here should dress up in Purim in appropriate customs. And everyone should have a great Purim.
Yeah, well, you're dressed up, dress up less.